Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, their nations may have a famed special relationship, but President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet for the first time today against a backdrop of differences, both political and personal. Biden hopes to reassure European allies that the United States has shed the transactional tendencies of Donald Trump's term and is a reliable partner again. Of course, the big meeting is tomorrow, which is the G7 summit, which will begin. And of course, the U.S. trying again to establish that relationship with foreign leaders. But there's one adversary that's most important, and that's the coming meeting with Vladimir Putin of Russia.
That's right. Now, you know, Putin has the horses, he has the people, and he is one of the great threats to the U.S. And the reason is that he's a former KGB colonel, and he's not a nice guy and doesn't play by any specific set of rules. So we know, for example, that right now with the kinds of ransomware that is going on coming out of Russia, at least that's what we're being told, that nothing happens in that country without his compliance. Now, Boris Johnson is a pain in the rear, of course, in that that's the kind of person that he is, and he may give a hard time to the president. Nevertheless, he's not the real problem. But of course, this is a three-way issue because there's China, there's Russia, there's the United States, and China is eating a lot of people's lunch, and there has to be some cooperation in terms of what the various actors are going to do relative to China. Nevertheless, you know, the Johnson thing and the former Trump friend, that's a whole different story and not really, to my way of thinking, the worst of Biden's problems.
His brand of personal diplomacy, says the Washington Post, is something that could produce results. Do you think that that kind of diplomacy with a Russia or a China will work?
Well, it depends. Clearly, China is a dictatorship and Russia is a different kind of dictatorship, nevertheless a dictatorship. But China, you know, this is a problem. We have relied on China for a lot of the products that we have in the United States, as well as having an adversarial situation with China in places like the South China Sea. But at the same time, we're relying on them economically in so many ways. And what are we going to do in terms of what kind of relationship we're going to have with China? If, in fact, we stop letting them profit economically from the United States, do we find ourselves in an even worse adversarial situation? Because sooner or later, somebody was going to come along and say, hey, in order to get along with China, let's do all kinds of economic cooperation. So this is going to be a huge decision for the U.S., how they play China, and to what degree does Russia come along?
So part of generating that goodwill can be seen in President Biden now planning to send 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to 100 countries. The move, says the New York Times, from the White House is part of a nascent campaign to inoculate the world. The U.S. will pay for the doses at a nonprofit price and distribute them over the next year. This has to help on some level generate goodwill, yes?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. You would think so. On the other hand, we have all seen people who are recipients then turn their backs on the people who are their so-called benefactors. In fact, in some cases, it may raise a certain kind of resentment. Why didn't you do it earlier? It isn't enough. We don't like owing you anything. And maybe, just maybe, there'll be a thank you. Maybe there'll be a sense of gratitude. But it's hard to tell.
The Trump administration battled with CNN for a half year to obtain the email records of a reporter, Alan, and insisted it all take place under an extraordinary order of secrecy, CNN's lead attorney revealed on Wednesday. Is this really new, though, that politicians often use their administrations to go after journalists?
Well, look, everybody's had problems with journalists. Obama had them. Trump had terrible problems of his own making in which he said the press is the enemy of the people. And yes, it must be very frustrating to be sitting there in the White House to have uttered something or said something and then have it in the paper the next day. So you know you've got leaks and you want to cure those leaks. Hey, I'm not the president. I have an adversarial view of government. I think we have to know what government is doing. That's the whole premise that democracy is based on. And yet, I get it. I mean, I know why they're so angry, and I know why politicians want to either destroy the press, as in the case of Trump, or at least control it, as in the case of some more liberal politicians. To me, it is a very dangerous part of what we're going through now. Because the more that the press is shut out, the more that they are not allowed to get material which will tell people what's going on, the worse off we are in terms of our democracy. David, people can't react and vote appropriately if they don't know anything.
Dr. Fauci, Alan, unleashed yesterday on his critics, saying it's very dangerous, speaking to Chuck Todd, because a lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. And anybody that looks at what is going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. A lot of people are asleep.
Well, wait a second now. You know, 73 million people voted for Donald Trump, and we know that this is the end game. We know that there are those people in the former white majority in this country who are determined not to let it go, not to let their power go. And so you're going to see the big lie taking root in an awful lot of minds. That's why there is this incredible splinter between the old Republican Party and the Trump Party, because Trump is just out there creating this big lie and saying it over and over again, and his people are making up supplementary lies. I am not surprised. The politicians know that if they don't go along with Trump, even if they think he's full of baloney or something else, they know that they're out. So they're not going to change. It's that simple.
And Political Observer, Alan Chartok with us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David. Always wonderful to wake up on a Thursday morning and realize that we have to bake the potatoes.
Set the oven to 350.